It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School Scissor Boys Basketball tonight. This is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And Hillcrest coming in, like we said, with a record of 13-10. The Scissors coming in at 12-13 on the season. Hillcrest at home this year is 2-3 on the season. And the Scissors on away games are 4-2 on the season. Hillcrest averages 63.5 points per game on offense. Scissors average 58.9 points a game on offense. Hillcrest averages 57 points a game on defense. And the Scissors average 62 points a game on defense. So the two teams are pretty close. And but I can tell you right now, I'm sitting here watching Hillcrest warm up out here, and they're shooting the three-pointer very well. They've got some height. They've got a 6'6 sophomore, Javen Jones, who will be playing that post tonight. And he could be a problem for the Scissors on the inside. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out here this evening. We got the district brackets for the ladies' Scissors, and we'll talk about those at halftime during the halftime show. So be prepared for that. That's what you can look forward to at half. Once again, Hillcrest Hornets, West Plains Scissor Boys getting ready to do battle here in the varsity contest here at Hillcrest High School in Springfield. And we're going to take another break. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Scissor Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Trey.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield as we get ready for some varsity boys basketball action between the West Plains Zizzer boys and the Hillcrest Hornets. Hillcrest being introduced right now for the Zizzer boys. Coach Mason Miller going to be starting Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robin. Zizzer boys are 12-13 on the season, coached by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long and Owen Harris. Springfield Hillcrest Hornets will start Levi Romero, Tanner Hicks, Kyrie Simpson, Javen Jones, and Ethan Weaver. And Hillcrest Hornets come in at 13-10 on the season, and they're coached by Coach Jordan Fielding. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic pregame show. And like I told you earlier, that the freshman game, West Plains won at 52-31. In the JV contest, it went to overtime. Hillcrest won it 65-60. It'll be Clayton Robbins jumping center for the Zizzers, and it will be Javen Jones for Hillcrest. And here we go. And Zizzers control the tip. Moore with the basketball. Up top to Tuma. And the Zizzers will set up their offense here. Hillcrest, man-to-man defense to start the ball game. Kraft up top of the basketball now. Over to Long on the right side. Josiah at the free throw line. Up to Moore on the right side is Robbins. And they go in the free throw line. Robbins is going to pull up now for the shot, and he's going to get fouled. Clayton Robbins going to the free throw line to shoot three. And I believe Javen Jones just picked up the foul. That'll be his first team foul on Hillcrest. And Clayton Robbins hits the first free throw. So the Zizzers strike pay dirt first here. Second free throw for the senior is good. It's a 2-0 lead. Third free throw coming up for the senior, Clayton Robbins. And it's good. And you've got West Plains leading 3-0. 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. And with the basketball, that's Simpson up top. Simpson will go down into that right corner. Romero with the basketball. And he'll give it up to Collins in the ball game. And now, jump shot is no good. And should have been a travel right there, but it wasn't. And now Simpson with the basketball. He'll kick it, and it's going to be loosed. And, folks, I can tell you right now, this game is just going to be like the girls' game last night. Very, very physical. West Plains going to get called for the foul here. I believe it's going to be Jacob Moore, and it is. Moore will pick up his first foul, first team foul on the Zizzers. And it'll be Hillcrest to inbound on the baseline. And there's a travel by Simpson. And that's a turnover. It'll go to the Zizzers. Hillcrest is going to apply some three-quarter court pressure now on defense. Tuma with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor. Over to Kraft. Kraft across the timeline. Up top gives it to Tuma on the left side. In the corner is Long. Long gives it back to Kraft now on the left wing. Moore back to Kraft on the left wing. Long on the baseline. Moore on the ground gets it back to Long. They'll kick it over. Tuma's going to fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Sarah three-pointer. It's 6-0. Zizzers with the lead. And they go underneath to Jones. He misses the reverse, but we get a foul. And I believe that's going to be on Clayton Robbins. It is. That'll be his first. Second team foul on the Zizzers. And Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Hillcrest. The 6'6 sophomore makes the first one. And Hillcrest is on the board. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. West Plains leads it 6-2, 6-12 to go here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers with the basketball. Long on the right wing. At the free throw line now, kicks it back to Moore. Moore goes inside to Kraft. Going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So Ethan Tuma is going to throw it in for the Zizzer boys. And they'll go to Robbins. And now we've got a foul on Hillcrest. That one's going to go against Weaver. That's his first, second team foul on Hillcrest. And so now Tuma's going to throw it. Well, now the official's talking to Ethan Tuma for some reason. Don't think it's anything too serious because both of them are laughing. Tuma now to throw it in. Gets it to Moore. Now Kraft with it at the free throw line. Back to Moore. Moore trying to get inside. And we've got an offensive foul. I believe it's going to be on Jacob Moore. That'll be the second on Jacob Moore and the third team foul on the Zizzers. And Aiden Judd's going to have to come in as Moore comes out. Now, going to have to wipe up some moisture off the floor here. 5:51 to go first quarter. Zizzers lead it 6-2. Hillcrest with the basketball. Hicks will throw it in, and Simpson will bring it up the floor for the Hornets. So it's Simpson going to the right side, comes back left, and Weaver now hits the three from the left wing, and it's a one-point Zizzer lead, 5.5 to go first quarter. Tuma with the basketball. Robbins with it up top. Robbins gives it up to Kraft now up top. Long on the left wing. Tuma with it. Kraft on the right side. Now Long up top. Trying to drive. Gets cut off the base at the free throw line. Kraft now trying to drive. He'll pull up. Shoots the jumper, and it's good. First point of the game for Kraft. It's an 8-5 Zizzer lead. 4:55 to go first quarter. Simpson brings it up. And we'll set the offense on the right side. They'll give it up to Hicks. Back up to Simpson. Simpson at the free throw line. The floater is no good. And Jones just went over the back. Picked up his second foul there. Third team foul on Hillcrest. And Jones may be coming out of the ball game. Let's wait and see. Yep, Jones is coming out. And Collins will come back in for Hillcrest. Zizzers with the basketball, 3-point lead, 4:42 to go first quarter. Tuma with the basketball, brings it up, cross the timeline. And was knocked away. Kraft gets the loose ball, gives it to Robbins. He'll drive, misses the layup. And here comes Collins up the floor, gives it up to Romero. Now Simpson's going to fire the three. It's no good. Rebound Weaver on the right side. Now they'll give it up to Hicks on the right side. Simpson now with it. They'll give it back to Romero up top. Collins with the basketball. Three-pointer no good. Judd with the rebound. Zizzer still lead it by three. 3:50 to go first quarter. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it to Kraft up top. Kraft gives it to Long now. Josiah Long up top. Tuma with the basketball up top. There'll go Judd over to Tuma on the right side. Trying to go inside. Got a foul. That's going to be on Romero. That's his first. That is the fourth team foul on Hillcrest. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline with 3.5 to go first quarter. Zizzer's up by three and Tuma to throw it in. Now they'll go up top to Robbins. Long inside, gives it up to Kraft. Kraft on the jumper, it's good. Kraft hits the little 10-foot jumper. Zizzer's up by five now. With the basketball with Simpson for Hillcrest. Long three is no good. Robbins with the rebound for West Plains. Kraft will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, gives it back to Robbins up top. Tuma on the left side. Tuma kicks it up to Kraft up top. Long on the left wing. Long trying to drive on the baseline, and he's going to score, and he's fouled. Josiah Long with his first basket of the ball game. And that foul is going to be on Collins. That's his first. And that is the 15th foul on Hillcrest here in the first quarter. 2:54 to go. And Long to shoot one. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Hillcrest. Collins with the basketball. He'll drive. Aiden Judd will get the foul. That's the first on Judd. Fourth team foul. Zizzers lead it by seven with 2:47 to go here in the first quarter. And Collins will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Hillcrest. Makes the first one. Collins has his first point of the ball game. Second free throw coming up is good. So So it's a five-point lead for the Zizzers. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Kraft kicks it in the corner to Judd. Back to Kraft on the right side. Kraft now at the free throw line. Gives it to Tuma now up top. Kraft with it on the left side. Gives it to Robbins. Judd down underneath. Back to Kraft who will fire the three. It is in and out. No good. Simpson with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor. And Simpson going to kick it out to Collins on the left side. And Collins hits the three. And just like that, it's a two-point lead for the Zizzers with 2 minutes to go first quarter. Tuma gives it up too long. Back to Tuma. And now there's another foul. That one is going to go against Hicks. That'll be his first. And that is the sixth team foul. So Zizzers to the free throw line to shoot two with a minute 58 to go here in the first quarter. Tuma to shoot two, the senior. And he makes the first one. Tuma now with 4 points in the ball game. It's a 3-point Zizzer lead. And he makes the second one. Tuma with 5 points in the ball game, a 4-point lead for the Zizzers. Minute 55 to go, first quarter. Simpson over to Collins on the left wing. Shot no good. And Simpson runs down the loose ball in the lane and lost it. Robbins with it. Tuma up ahead to Kraft. Kraft will score on the layup. Jared Kraft with six. Zizzers up by six. It's Romero with the basketball. Now Simpson on the right wing. Shot up, no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Hillcrest basketball. So Hillcrest will inbound on the baseline. Romero to do the honors. He'll go in the corner. Collins, three for three. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Tuma with the basketball will bring it up, gives it to Kraft now. Kraft will bring it across the timeline. Minute 10 to go, first quarter. Zizzers up by six. Kraft up top with the basketball. Gets it to Robbins. Robbins in the lane. He's going to go off the backboard, no good. Rebound Simpson. Here comes Hillcrest. Simpson kicks it over to Collins. Loose basketball. Collins has it down on the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Hillcrest basketball on the baseline. So it will be Romero to throw it in, and he'll get it into Weaver. Weaver on the baseline gets it over to Collins on the left side. Now Simpson with it up top. Simpson in the lane. And now a foul is going to be called. And Simpson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's going to be Josiah Long's first foul of the ball game. 15 foul on the Zizzers. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And the first one is good by Simpson. He's got his first point of the ball game. And Hillcrest so far has hit five of their 11 points here in the first quarter have been at the free throw line. Tuma's going to check in. Long's going to come out. Landon Montgomery is in the ball game for the Zizzers as well. And Simpson's second free throw is coming up. And he makes it. Zizzers up by four, 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Kraft gets it to Robbins. Robbins up top to Tuma now, 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Tuma looking to drive, kicks it out to Robbins. Robbins with the basketball, and there's a foul. And Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And this one is going to go against Romero. That is his second. That is the seventh team foul called on Hillcrest here in the first quarter. So Clayton Robbins, the senior, to the free throw line, shooting two, makes the first one. So Robbins now with 4 points in the ball game. Hicks will come into the ball game. Tindall will have a seat, and Robin to shoot the second free throw. And it's no good. Weaver and Judd almost got away from Weaver, but didn't. Simpson bringing it up the floor. 7 seconds to go here. Simpson in no hurry, and he lost the basketball. Now he has it, and he didn't get the shot off. At the end of one, it's 17-12. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School. Zizzers lead at 17-12 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play here. And it will be Hillcrest basketball. And it will be Hicks to throw it in. And Hicks will give it to Simpson. And we're underway in the second quarter. Simpson with the basketball. Gives it to Weaver. Back to Simpson up top. Now down the corner. That's Collins. Back to Simpson. Now that's Tindall on the left wing. They go inside. And shot up, no good. And Robbins with the rebound. Crash with the basketball. Gets it to Robbins. They'll go to Tuma down on the baseline. Tuma on the left side. Robbins up top now. Long at the free throw line. Robbins with it. Back to Long. Gives it to Tuma. Craft up top. Long over on the left side. Robbins, and Robbins is going to be fouled down on the block. And I believe that's going to be on Collins. That's his second. That's the first team foul here of the second quarter on Hillcrest. Zizzers will throw it in on the baseline. Tuma to do the honors. And up top, Long with the basketball. Gives it to Judd. Now Kraft up top with the basketball. Robbins on the right wing. Tuma with it now. He'll bring it up top. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 17-12. Visitors with the lead. Kraft pulls up the free throw line. Missed the shot. Long underneath. Gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. Long with 4 points. It's a 7-point Zizzer lead. Weaver with it. Up top to Tindall. Now it's Simpson on the right side. Simpson up top. Collins now on the left wing. Up top to Weaver. He's going to shoot a three. It's no good. Josiah Long with the rebound. Ethan Tuma pushes it up the floor. Kicks it out to Judd. Judd will fire a three from the baseline. No good. And it's Collins with the rebound. Up the floor. Gets it to Hicks. And Hicks underneath to Weaver. And Weaver is going to score. Weaver with 5 points. And timeout is called. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is kicking off Ram Truck Month with big savings on all new Rams in stock. Save up to $17,000 off MSRP on new 2024 Ram 2500s. Save up to $13,000 off MSRP on new 2025 Ram 1500s. Baird has banked with millions of dollars secured just for your next truck loan. And interest rates as low as 4.9% for 72 months. Baird will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry into a Baird location near you or check our low prices out online at buybaird.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See for details.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield. Scissors with the basketball and a five-point lead with 6:16 to go here. In the first half, Judd kicks it out to Robbins, who will fire from the corner. It's good for three. Clayton Robbins with the community first banking company, West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Simpson with the basketball. And now we're going to have a foul. And I believe it's on Josiah Long. And that'll be the second on Long. Looked like a good block to me. If anything, it was a jump ball. But Long will go out. Moore will come in for the Scissors. And Tindall will throw it in on the baseline for Hillcrest. Tindall gets it inside and scores. That's Kirby into the ball game with his first point. It's a six-point Zizzer lead, 5:49 to go first half. Knocked out of bounds by Tindall. It'll be Zizzer basketball over by the Hillcrest bench on the side. Tuma will throw it in. Moore with the basketball. Gives it to Kraft. Kraft up top. Gives it to Tuma now. Tuma up top. Back to Kraft. Kraft trying to drive. Gets it to Robbins finally. They'll go inside to Robbins. That very well could have been a foul right there on Weaver, but it wasn't. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Tuma to throw it in. Goes up top to Moore. Now Robbins with it. Kraft down on the post in the lane. Little of baby hook shot is good. Kraft with 8 points. Zizzer's up by eight. And it is Kirby up top. Gives it up to Hicks. Hicks up top. On the right side is Weaver on the wing. Now Simpson with it. He'll pull up for the shot. No good. And a foul is going to be called. That's going to go against Jacob Moore. That's Moore's third foul of the ball game. Second team foul here in the second quarter. I'm not sure that Simpson is not just falling down after he shoots the ball. I don't think there's any contact there. Simpson hits the first free throw. That's all he's got in the ball game is free throws right now. Long comes back in, and Moore will have to sit down. And it'll be Simpson shooting the second free throw. Makes it. Simpson with 4 points in the ball game. Zizzer lead is six with 4:54 to go in the first half. Tuma gives it to Long on the right wing. Up top to Tuma. They'll go Robbins over to Kraft. Back up top to Tuma. Now Robbins over to Kraft on the right side or left side. Long on the right side. Down to Judd on the block. Back to Long. Back to Judd on the baseline. He'll put the jumper up. No good. And it'll be Hillcrest with the basketball. Simpson will bring it up the floor. Simpson on the right side. And now driving lane and in. Is Romero. West Plains wants a timeout. 4:17 to go in the first half. The Zizzers lead at 24-20 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball 100.9 The Train.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today, we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course, physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield. 4:15 to go here in the first half. Zizzers with the basketball. They lead it by 4. Kraft on the right wing. Up top to Tuma. Back to Kraft. They'll go to Long on the left wing. Up top to Kraft now. Tuma on the right wing. Back to Kraft. Over to Long on the left side. Long on the baseline. It's good. Pull-up jumper is good, and Josiah Long with 6 points in the ball game. And it's Romero to bring it up. He'll give it up to Hicks here on the left side, down in the corner on the baseline now. They go underneath, and Josiah Long just picked up another foul. And Jones, the big 6'6 sophomore, back into the ball game. And now Josiah Long and Jacob Moore both with 3 fouls here in the first half. Jones to the free throw line, shooting 2 for Hillcrest. And he makes the first one. And now Landon Montgomery comes in, and Josiah Long will have a seat for the Zizzers. Second free throw for Jones is no good. Judd with the rebound. Zizzers lead it by 5. 3.5 to go here in the first half. Robbins, and it's stolen by Romero. He'll give it up to Simpson, and Simpson on the easy layup on the other end. It's a 3-point Zizzer lead. Kraft with the basketball. Gives it up to Montgomery. Robbins will fire a 3 out of the corner. It's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, 3-pointer. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Zizzers lead it 29-23. Simpson pulls up for the shot. No good. Robbins with the rebound. And it'll be Kraft to bring it up the floor across the timeline. Gives it to Robbins up top. Tuma on the right wing. He'll fire a 3. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Weaver. And Simpson will bring it up the floor. Juking and jiving, and the floater goes in for Simpson. It's a 4-point Zizzer lead. 2:25 to go here in the first half. Kraft with it back to Tuma. Now Montgomery back up top to Kraft. Or I should say to Tuma. Kraft will fire from the right wing. It's no good. And Judd battling inside, but Weaver comes down with the rebound and up the floor. Easy layup for Hicks. And the Zizzers want a timeout. 2:05 to go in the first half. It's 29-27. The Zizzers with the lead, and back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield. Scissor lead is 29-27 with 2:04 to go here in the first half. Scissors with the basketball. Kraft with it up top. Now Judd on the right side. Up top to Tuma. Tuma gives it to Robbins up top. And there's a foul. It's going to be on Hicks. That'll be Hicks' second. Second team foul on Hillcrest here in the second quarter. And it'll be Scissor basketball on the side. Minute 43 to go first half. Tuma gets it to Montgomery. Montgomery over to Judd on the left wing. Kraft up top. And it's knocked away by Simpson. And Simpson's going to score the layup. And we're tied up at 29. Minute 25 to go here in the first half. Tuma up top. Kraft on the right side. Pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Jared Kraft with 10 points in the ball game now. 2-point Scissor lead. Minute 10 to go first half. Romero up top. Gives it up to Hicks. Now Jones is going to drive. That's an offensive foul on Jones as Robbins hit the deck. And Jones just picked up his third foul of the ball game, third team foul here in the second quarter. And the big guy is going to have to sit down. And Tindall comes back in the ball game for Hillcrest. I don't know how you can argue with that call because Jones, Robbins was standing right there by the zither straight up. And, I mean, Jones just dropped the shoulder and just plowed right into him. Kraft was mugged on the layup with no call. And Weaver with the basketball. Simpson now on the left wing. Simpson's going to walk it out near half court with 37 seconds to go first half. Zither's up by two. 30 seconds now. Simpson up near half court. Just dribbling the basketball. I guess Hillcrest's going to play for the last shot here in the first half. Simpson just dribbling out near half court. Down to 13 seconds now. 10 seconds. Time to get the play going. Simpson with it. Simpson looking. It's down to 4 seconds. Simpson at the free throw line puts it up. No good. He traveled with a basketball. 1.1 second to go here in the first half. Scissors with the basketball. They'd have to go the length of the court. And Simpson stole it. And at the half, Scissors lead it 31-29 over the Hillcrest Hornets. And we'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. You're listening to Scissors Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Hey, pasta lovers. Your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken Parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right. Along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. And the West Plains Scissors lead Hillcrest 31-29 here at the half. For the Scissors, they're being led by Clayton Robbins and Jared Kraft, both with 10 points in the ballgame. Josiah Long with 6. Ethan Tumas got 5. More importantly, though, Josiah Long and Jacob Moore have picked up 3 fouls apiece here in the first half. So, Scissors in a little bit of foul trouble. For the Hillcrest Hornets, Simpson leads the way with 10 points. 2 points for Romero and Hicks. 3 points for Jones. Weaver with 5. Collins with 5. And Kirby with 2. And the only player in foul trouble for Hillcrest is the 6'6 sophomore Javen Jones. He's got 3 fouls in the first half. Scissors led it 17-12 at the end of one, and they lead it here 31-29 at the half. All right, let's talk a little bit about district basketball action. The girls' district bracket was released, and the number one seed is Marshfield. Number 2 seed is Springfield Hillcrest. Number 3 is the West Plains Lady Scissors. Number 4 is Webb City. Willard is 5. McDonald County is 6. Springfield Central 7. And Parkview is 8. So here's the way it will go. First of all, they will play at Willard High School, the girls Class 5, District 6. It will start next... excuse me. It'll start next Thursday, and the Lady Scissors will play McDonald County at 8:30 next Thursday night. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. We'll have the game for you on the radio. Semifinals will be played on Saturday, and the finals will be played on Tuesday. Now, the boys Class 5 District 6 brackets will be seated tomorrow, so tomorrow we should know where the West Plains Vis boys stand, and they will play a week from this Wednesday. In other words, a week from tomorrow is when they will start, and their district play will be at Webb City. Whoever came up with that, I mean, not so much for having a central location, as the Scissors have to make the 3-hour trip to Webb City. And so the Scissor boys, Class 5, District 6 at Webb City, the girls, Class 5, District 6 at Willard, and we'll have that bracket for you for the boys tomorrow after they get that one seated. So good luck to the Lady Scissors and the Scissor boys, but the Scissor boys have some business to take care of right here, as they will be... they lead it here 31-29 at the half over Hillcrest. pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better. With bottomless baked pastas, we're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme, creamy sausage and peppers, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection. Try them all at Pizza Inn of West Plains, Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. All right, we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the third quarter for you. You're listening, Ladies Visit Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield. And I hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And the Zizzers will get the basketball, start the third quarter. They lead it by two, 31-29. Tuma on the floor. And Robbins with it up top. He'll fire the long three. It's no good. And rebound comes down to Weaver. And Simpson with it for Hillcrest. And Aiden Judd and Landon Montgomery in the ball game to start the third quarter, since Long and Moore have three fouls apiece. Weaver down the right corner, driving the baseline, gets around Judd, missed the shot. Judd with the rebound. Tuma gets it to Judd. Back to Tuma up top. Tuma comes to the left wing. Now Judd up top. Kraft will come get it. He'll have it up top now. Kraft. And Tuma has it on the left wing. He'll put up the three. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Weaver. Here comes Simpson up the floor. And he's going to score. Simpson has 12 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 31. Kraft with the basketball across the timeline. Now Judd with it. Back to Kraft on the left wing. Kraft at the free throw line. Tuma on the right wing. Back to Kraft on the right wing. He'll back it out. Kraft Over to Robbins now on the left wing. Gives it to Kraft up top. Hillcrest playing a very stingy man-to-man. They go to Montgomery, and Tuma misses the three. And Simpson's going to get fouled by Aiden Judd. That'll be Judd's second, first team foul here in the third quarter. And it will be Hillcrest basketball with 6:10 to go, third quarter. And we're tied up at 31. Simpson with the basketball. Simpson is only a sophomore, folks. Weaver on the left wing. Up top is Collins. He'll fire a three. It's good. And that's Collins' second three in the ball game. And Hillcrest with a three-point lead. Tuma. And ball goes out of bounds. And West Plains is going to call another timeout. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Hillcrest Hornets lead it by three. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School. And Hillcrest with the basketball. They have a three-point lead. Simpson will bring it up, and he'll give it up to Weaver. Weaver with the basketball. And a long three is good by Hicks. And all of a sudden, the offense for Hillcrest has come alive. They've now got a six-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. Kraft comes right down the lane, and it rolls in and rolls out. And that's the way that it's been for the Zizzers here in the third quarter so far. Josiah Long is back in. And Collins just hit another three from the right side. Jacob Moore is back in. Long is going to drive, puts it up, and no good, but he's going to get fouled. Josiah Long will go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's a nine-point lead for Hillcrest. And Romero picks up the foul. That's his third, first team foul here in the third quarter. And Long makes the first free throw. So Josiah with 7 points in the ball game. So Romero comes out. And Tindall will come in for Hillcrest. And Long's second free throw is good. Josiah Long with 8. And it's a 7-point lead for Hillcrest. Simpson with the basketball up top. Simpson trying to drive, gets in the lane, kicks it back out now to Tindall. Simpson up top. And now that would be Tindall with the basketball. Hicks with it on the right side, coming down the lane. Missed the shot. Long with the rebound. Up ahead, Kraft is going to go for the layup. It's good. Lays it off the backboard. Jared Kraft with 12. And it's a 5-point to Hillcrest lead now. Tindall up top. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Now it's Simpson on the right wing, and he missed the shot, but the rebound goes to Collins, who puts it up and in. Collins has 8 points here in the third quarter. He's got 13 in the ball game. 7-point lead for Hillcrest. Kraft across the timeline. Now Long on the left wing. Long up top. Down to Moore. Robbins on the right wing. Clayton Robbins kicks it out to Kraft. Now they go to Moore at the free throw line. Jacob Moore gives it to Long, and that basket should count. Long is going to the free throw line to shoot free throw, I think. And And that one is going to go against Weaver. That's his second. And that is the second team foul. And no, they're going to say it was before the shot. So Tuma will take it out on the baseline for the Zizzers. Moore with the basketball. Long with it now on the left side. Gets it underneath. Tuma going to be blocked from behind by Jones. And Weaver will bring it up the floor. And now, with all the contact in this game, there is a touchy foul called on Jacob Moore. That'll be his fourth, second team foul in the third quarter. Folks, that's an embarrassing call right there, because with all this contact out here that they're not blowing a whistle, and then just a little old touch foul, or touch, and they call a foul. Hillcrest with the basketball, Simpson with it. Gives it out to Jones on the left wing. Now up to Weaver. Weaver at the free throw line. Now Collins with it. Jones down in the right corner. Hicks is going to shoot it, and he scores. Hicks hits the three-pointer. 10-point lead for Hillcrest, their biggest lead of the ball game. 2:53 to go, third quarter. Long with the basketball. And there was a foul, but no call. Long just got hit again, and finally they're going to call the foul. And that one may be Simpson. And that'll be the first foul on Simpson, but trust me, folks, he's committed a lot more than one. They just won't call it. Tuma will drive, kicks it out to Judd. Kraft, now Long will fire from the wing. It's no good. Here comes Hicks up the floor. Robbins almost stole it. They go to Weaver underneath. It is blocked. And Long with the rebound. Robbins will bring it up the floor. Goes down to Tuma on the block. Kraft is coming in and scores on the layup. Kraft now with 14 in the ball game. And it's a 8-point lead for Hillcrest with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Simpson gets it over to Collins. Hicks up top. Hicks just pushed off. No foul call. Weaver now on the left wing. Simpson's going to go in, and the jumper is good for Simpson. He's got 14 in the ball game. And it's back to a 10-point lead. Tuma on the right side. Now Judd up top to Robbie. Kraft with it inside, kicks it out to Long. Long driving the baseline, and Jones had it blocked. And up ahead, Tuma hits the floor. No foul called on Jones. Jones ran right into Tuma. Tuma was set. No call. It's a 12-point lead. Tuma kicks it out. Long misses the shot. And it's going to be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Landon Montgomery is going to come in. Tuma's going to get a breather. With a minute 10 to go in the third quarter, and Hillcrest leads it by 12. Long will throw it in on the baseline. They go to Robbins down on the block. He'll put the shot up. It will not fall. Weaver, and now Long picks up his fourth foul of the ball game. Third team foul, and the Zizzers are in foul trouble. Two starters on the bench with four fouls, and here comes Tuma back into the ball game. And the Zizzers, this one might be starting to possibly get away from the Zizzers here. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. It's a 12-point lead. Simpson up top. Simpson over to Collins now. Weaver on the right wing. Hicks down on the baseline. He'll drive inside and score. And now it's a 14-point lead with 32 seconds to go, third quarter. Judd with the basketball. Tuma with it now. On Tuma on the left side. Judd up top. Kraft with it now up top. 21 seconds to go third quarter. Tumut back to Kraft up top. Down to 11 seconds. Kraft out near half court, dribbling the basketball. Kraft gets it to Judd, who will fire the three, and it's good. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer's three-pointer. And Hillcrest leads it 51-40 at the end of three. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School. And Hillcrest outscored the Zizzer boys 22-9 in that third quarter. They now lead it by 11, 51-40. And Hillcrest will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Collins on the left wing. And it's stolen away. As Judd knocks it away, Tuma picks it up, and Tuma will bring it up the floor. Kraft on the right wing. Kraft up top of the basketball. They'll go Judd up top. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And now Clayton Robbins is going to get called for the foul as him and Romero got locked in together. And now Coach Miller is having a chat with the official. Don't think he's getting anywhere. Clayton Robbins is picking up his first or second foul of the ball game, first team foul this quarter. And I've got to admit, these officials have not done a very good job. This one has had a lot of contact in it that has not been called. And I mean just out-and-out contact, folks. It's not a little bit of contact. I'm talking this is a bone-jarring contact out here, and it's not being called. Collins with the basketball up top. That'll be Romero. Simpson on the right side. Back to Romero up top. Collins on the left side. Hicks going to drive the baseline. Gets cut off. Back to Collins now. Back to Hicks in the corner. Now Simpson down the baseline, and he gets it off the glass and in. And if Hillcrest gets it inside, the Zizzers aren't even trying to block it or anything. They're afraid of picking up fouls. Robbins with the basketball, gives it up. Caleb Cobb into the ball game now. Kraft with it up top. It's a 13-point lead for Hillcrest with 6:20 to go in the ball game. And now Judd up top to Tuma. Tuma on the left wing. Gives it back to Kraft. Kraft will take it up top. Now Kraft trying to get down the lane. Puts the little short jumper up, and it falls. Kraft now with 16 in the ball game. It's an 11-point lead with 5:58 to go in the ball game. Collins with the basketball. Hicks will pull up on the baseline. Jumper no good. Simpson couldn't corral the rebound. Tuma comes away with it. Now Kraft has it on the right side. And Caleb Cobb underneath, and it's Judd couldn't handle the pass. Hicks, easy basket for Hicks on the other end. And another timeout for West Plains, 5.5 to go in the ball game. 55-42, Hillcrest with the lead. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business,
or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers. For full disclaimer.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Hillcrest High School. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Hillcrest leads at 55-42. Scissors with the basketball. Tuma kicks it out to Jacob Moore. Up top to Kraft. Now it's Robbins with the basketball. Robbins trying to drive, and there's a foul. Should be on Jones, and that'll be number 4 on him, if that's who they call it on. And they do. That's number 4 on Jones, the 6'6 sophomore. First team foul on Hillcrest. Clayton Robbins shooting 2 at the free throw line, makes the first one. So Robbins now with 11 points in the ball game. Jones will come out. Weaver comes in for Hillcrest. And Robbins shooting the second free throw. And it will not go. And now, coming up the floor is Romero. Romero's going to score on the easy layup. 14-point lead for Hillcrest. And Long and Collins are going to call out of bounds on Collins. It'll be Visa basketball. So Long and Moore both in the ball game with 4 fouls apiece for the Zizzers. Tuma with the basketball up top. Tuma coming down the lane, kicks it over to Moore. And they're going to call a travel on Moore. And it'll be Hillcrest basketball. Romero will walk it up the floor. Collins with it now. Zizzer's trying to trap the basketball. And Jacob Moore just fouled out of the ball game, folks. And he'll send Simpson to the free throw line to shoot 2. Moore fouls out with no points. And so Aiden Judd will come back into the ball game. And Simpson will shoot 2. Makes the first one. Simpson now has 17 points in the ball game. And the second one's no good. Robbins will bring it up the floor. Tuma with the basketball up top. Robbins will fire a long 3. That one's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Fair 3-pointer. Robbins has 14 in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead for Hillcrest. Simpson at the free throw line. And his little jumper was partially blocked. And now we got a foul. And I'll give you one guess. Who they're going to call it on. Josiah Long, he has just fouled out of the ball game, folks. Josiah fouls out after scoring 8 points. That's the 3rd team foul. And Weaver underneath, and now Clayton Robbins is going to get the foul. His 3rd, 4th team foul on West Plains. And Weaver will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Weaver misses the first one. 4:06 to go in the ball game. Second free throw coming up from Weaver is no good. Barely touched the front of the rim. Kraft will bring it up the floor on the right side. Kraft up top. Gives it to Robbins. Robbins another long three. This time no good. And Judd. And they're going to call a jump ball. I figured they were going to call a foul on Judd. As Judd tied up Weaver. Weaver got the rebound and Judd tied him up. It'll be Zither basketball on the baseline. Tuma to throw it in. Judd will give it back to Tuma on the right side. Tuma trying to get in the lane, kicks it out to Cobb in the ball game. Tuma will fire a three. It's no good. And Romero will get it to Weaver. Weaver will bring it up for Hillcrest. Weaver gives it to Collins down in the corner. Simpson driving. Now he'll kick it back. Now Simpson will fire a three out of the corner. It's good. And Simpson now with 20 points in the ball game. And Hillcrest has opened up a 15-point lead with 3:13 to go in the ball game. Robbins spins, goes inside, shot up, no good. Bodies hit the floor. Up ahead is Hicks, and he'll score on the easy layup. And now at this point, folks, you just hope nobody gets hurt in the ball game. That's how physical it is. Kraft has his. And now Kraft's going to get called for the foul. His first of the ball game. Wait a minute. Okay, so that's the fifth team foul on the Zizzers. So for the rest of the ball game, Hillcrest can shoot free throws. As Simpson will be at the free throw line. And now they decide that they need a towel. Wipe up some moisture. ...63-46 Hillcrest with the lead, 2:46 to go in the ball game. Simpson for Hillcrest at the free throw line to shoot two. He makes the first one. And the foul situation, a little out of control, folks. West Plains called for 16 here in the ball game. 14 by Hillcrest. And Simpson hits the second one. The deal is two Zizzers have fouled out. Kraft will pull up on the baseline. Jumper is good. And Jared Kraft has 18 for the Zizzers. 2.5 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers trying to put some three-quarter court pressure now, trying to trap the basketball. Collins with it, kicks it out. Simpson's going to fire a three. It's no good. Robbins with the rebound. Up the floor to Kraft. Kraft, and he gets knocked to the floor. He makes the layup, but no foul is called. He should be at the line shooting a free throw, but no. Collins brings it up the floor for Hillcrest. It's a 15-point lead. Simpson just set an illegal screen up top. And now Romero's three-pointer is no good. Weaver underneath kicks it out to Hicks. Simpson with it now up top. Simpson and a foul call. Guess what? On the Zizzers. I believe it's going to be Clayton Robbins picking up his fourth foul of the ball game. Minute 41 to go in the ball game. Simpson back to free throw line to shoot two. Unless the Zizzers come up with a miracle here, and I don't see it happening, folks. I'm sorry. As Simpson hits the free throw, Zizzers going to fall to 12-14, and Hillcrest will go to 14-10. And Simpson hits the second free throw. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Robbins. It's stolen by Hicks. Hicks just traveled with the basketball. And Simpson scores on an easy layup on the other end. Tuma fires a long three, and it's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a 16-point lead for Hillcrest, a minute 10 to go in the ball game. Simpson almost had it stolen away there. But Hillcrest with the basketball, Hicks with it. On the left side, now Kraft is going to get called for a foul, his second. Seventh team foul here in the fourth quarter. Hillcrest with only one. That's how lopsided this thing has been in the fourth quarter. Take away the first quarter where Hillcrest was called for eight fouls. And it's been a very lopsided ball game in the foul department. Hicks makes the first free throw. And the second one is good as well. And now it's an 18-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game, 59 seconds. Kraft with the basketball on the right side. Tuma with it. And it's stolen by Simpson. And Simpson's going to score an easy layup. 42 seconds. It's a 20-point lead. Kraft with the basketball. Goes to the basket. And, oh, my goodness, I may pass out, folks. A foul has been called on Simpson of Hillcrest. That's only the second team foul in the fourth quarter. Second foul on Simpson. And Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And he missed the first one. 34 seconds. Coming up, we'll have your Ozarks Health Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show and player of the game. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball, even though it was off of Clayton Robbins' hands. That was a pity call by the official right there. Kraft out of the corner for three, and it's good. Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And now, Romero with it, 20 seconds. Hillcrest and Robin steals the basketball. Up the floor, and Kraft with an acrobatic layup on the other end gets it to go. And that's your ball game. 73-58 is your final score, Hillcrest over the West Plains Zither Boys. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Creek, our post-game show. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hillcrest High School in Springfield. Hillcrest wins the varsity contest 73-58. And for the Zizzers, they were led by 25 points for Jared Kraft, 14 for Clayton Robbins, 8 points for Ethan Tuma, 8 points for Josiah Long, and 3 points for Aiden Judd. And for Hillcrest, 25 points for Simpson, 16 points for Hicks, 13 for Collins, 4 for Romero, 5 points for Jones and Weaver, and 2 points for Kirby. It was 17-12. Zizzers led at the end of one. 31-29, Zizzers led at the half. But in the second half, Hillcrest outscored the Zizzers 44-27. And that's where the ball game got away from the Zizzers. But also, one key note here in this ball game: take away the 8 fouls in the first quarter by Hillcrest, and here's what happened the rest of the ball game. Zizzers were called for 13 fouls, and Hillcrest was called for 7. 7 fouls in the second half. That explains a lot right there. All right, Drew Ozark, Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Player of the game is going to be Jerry Kraft with 25 points for the Zizzers. Freshman win, 52-31. JV loses in overtime, 65-60. All right, we're off until a week from Wednesday, when the Zizzer boys will play in district play at Webb City, and we'll have that game for you. All right, for D. Ryan back to studio, I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you enjoyed Zizzer boys basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer boys basketball sponsors are